Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
God bless you too, CJ Stroud.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
Yeah, it is. We're up here at Buffalo Wild Wings in Cypress. Come on through. Hang out with us up off 290. Got a nice little crew gathering here. And it's rocking and rolling, so come on through. Hey, Ron, I got a little audio here to play for the folks. I asked Tyler a little late. I said, "Hey, man, you got these clips for me?"
Yeah, I heard it.
And I looked down. It's Bobby Slowick 6 and Bobby Slowick 9. He said 69. I got it for you.
Now that made me football horny.
Hey. Hey, if I'd have realized the numbers right there, there's no doubt about it that T would have had this thing ready. But, you know, yesterday we talked a little bit. We heard Bobby Slowick in full yesterday. And, look, I think Bobby's reaching right now to try to find the answers to what this offense does well, what the identity of this offense is. And, I think you got to dig a little bit to find the answers, Ron. Here's the deal. That question was asked in some way, shape, or form two or three times yesterday. And when you're talking about the identity of this team and the direction of this offense, I think Bobby Slowick found an answer at one point about midway through yesterday. Here's Bobby Slowick talking about the identity and how last year went versus this year, finding what that identity is.
Yeah, I'd say, you know, I kind of alluded to it already. Like, every year is different. You know, you can go into seasons and you think you have, like, a certain group or a certain scheme or a certain style that you think you're going to be able to go in and play and do. But it happens every year. Like, it changes and evolves as you go. And that process this year has without a doubt happened. And I think last year I probably found the answer faster than I have this year. But I feel like we've really gotten to a place right now where, you know, coaching staff, organization, and players all feel pretty good about where we're going.
You got to dig a little bit, Ron. You got to dig a little bit. That's the truest thing that Bobby Slowick said yesterday. Last year we saw two different times during the season. One of them that sticks out, I mean, just obviously to all the fans, is the Cincinnati-Tampa Bay game, the back-to-back game right there where CJ has the shootout with Baker Mayfield, and then he goes down and he outplays Joe Burrow in Cincinnati and gets what I thought was their signature win to date at that point in time. Beating that franchise and that quarterback was big last year. There was two or three different times last year where this offense was hitting on all cylinders and they had found the identity and they had found what that particular group does really well. That's the truest thing Bobby said, and the best way he could have answered it from jump was this year, right? He actually said last year I found it quicker than I did this year. The truth of the matter is this year with this particular offense, Bobby Slowick and the coaching staff, if you will, they have not found the identity of this team yet. They have not found what it is they do well to date, and you're just left hoping that it happens and it pops and the switch flips right here in the playoffs when everything gets real.
Yeah, it feels like they've been searching all year.
They have. That's exactly what he's saying. They have been searching.
And they've kind of had to change. I think they know what they want to be, or at least he knows, or they what they want to be now. And I think you've made reference to this because they were able to do it last year. I don't think what they ended up being last year is what they would want to have been, but they had to adjust. And I think for you, they just haven't done as good a job adjusting this year to what they can be.
Well, it's not. Look, you won 10 ball games, so you accomplished what you need to accomplish. But the reality, like, don't tell me that it's rain and you're peeing on my leg. Just flat out, you've been searching all year long. You've had a lot of change. You've had injuries. You've had offensive line protection issues. You've had a lot of issues, and you're having a hard time hitting stride. We feel like we've done some good things. Now it's all about putting it together. Like, quit telling me about how close you are and about how you do this well or that well. And the reality is, we all watch the film. There's issues, and you're actually searching. I think that's the best way to put it, Ron, is he's right now offensively they're searching. As a fan, I just hope that it all comes together, and what we saw last week in that first drive for 11 plays is more of what we have coming in these playoffs.
I think some of the Joe Mixon games have kind of tricked them a little bit into, all right, man, now we want to run the football the way we want to, and we can use our play action off of it. But against the better teams, the better defenses at least, that just hasn't been what they're able to do. And, it feels like getting closer to what they did last year should be what they're trying to do, but I don't know.
Well, I think here's the thing when it comes to, you know, Bobby's talked a lot about having a good idea of what it is they need to do at this point in time. Now it's just about executing. Now you can say you've heard that all year long, but it seems like they've got a pretty good grip on what it is they want to look like. Now they've just got to show the world what it is. I got to believe, to your point, that's less forcing the run and more throwing the football with CJ Stroud.
No, because that's what they want to. They want to be a balanced team that is a physical run team that they can use their play action off of.
Right.
And that's not what they were able to do last year, and that's not what they're able to do consistently this year.
Well, here's the one thing that they have been able to do consistently, whether you're looking at advanced stats or you're listening to Bobby Slowick, is get explosives. Here's Bobby Slowick on getting explosives this week, and along with a couple of other keys of what they need to happen.
Yeah, I think a lot of that is really player-driven more than anything. I think most coaches probably approach it very much the same way, where you have – not every play is designed for an explosive, right? Now, that doesn't mean that it can't get one. We can throw a 5-yard completion and transition, make someone miss, and get 30, you know? But if you're specifically designing a play for an explosive, oftentimes you have that explosive thought for a certain look, and then you have other things built into the concept, whether it's run or pass, to help handle all the other stuff. And, you know, that's my job to make sure that's relayed to the coaches, to the quarterback as a starting point, and then to the rest of the offense that, like, hey, this is what we're looking for. If we get it, this is our opportunity, and we got to hit it. And you guys got to go do what you do and go make the play. And if we don't get this look, how do we protect the play? How do we still make this a 6-7 yard game where we're playing really efficient offense and we didn't even get what we wanted, to then come back to maybe some different form of you know, a same style of scheme to try to attack a certain coverage? So I think there's a lot of layers to that. And that includes, like, even just a lot of those looks can't even get started if you don't protect well enough. You know, most of the time you're trying to attack a certain scheme, that's where it all starts. Like, how do we make sure we're good in protection? And I can tell you that's at the forefront of our mind in this game, without a doubt.
And that right there is Bobby Slowick. I know he went around his elbow to get to his mouth, but that's Bobby Slowick saying, hey, man, we can call the explosives that we want to, but if we can't protect it, if we can't block it up, and by the way, this week it's going to be difficult. If we can't block it up, it doesn't matter what the hell the play call is. So finally, again, Bobby Slowick, you got to search a little bit, but you can read between the lines and get a real good feel, I think, for what this offense is trying to do.